Chapter 2. Just when I thought nothing could get worse, my mom informed Max and me that we would have to take a class about Japan. This news confirmed my fears that this move was going to be hard, very hard. So 3 days a week, a guy showed up at our house and explained how to live in Japan and taught us what he called our new language. He wasn't even Japanese, but he made us call him Dave-san. He called us all by our name-san, which was partly irritating, but mostly confusing to me. See, in Japan, it's polite to put san behind somebody's name, unless they're in your family. That's bragging. Why? I don't know. That's just what Dave-san told me. He also told us that the country we were moving to wasn't really called Japan. It's Nihon, and we wouldn't be learning Japanese, we would be speaking Nihongo. He then tried to teach us how to talk Japanese. He told us the most important word is sumimasen, because we would use it every day. It means I'm sorry, or excuse me, or can I have your attention, please, and thanks for your trouble. I guess when in doubt, give him a sumimasen. After that, it got very complicated. We learned to count to 10 in Japanese, but there were two words for 4, shi and yon, and another two for 7, shichi and nana. There were 6 words to say yes and 1 for no, but you should never say no because it's considered very rude in Japan to say no. I made sure to memorize one very important word, wakarimasen, which translates to, I have no idea what you're talking about. Although my brain hurt, I almost began to almost enjoy Dave-san's visits more each time he would come over, because he was so enthusiastic about his love of Japan. I found out he had lived there for many years and he married a Japanese woman before moving back to America. I found myself getting caught up in his excitement during our sessions. It made me hopeful that he had left home, gone to Japan, come back, and survived. And he was pretty much normal. He did test his sincerity with me when he told my family that coming home from Japan was a far more difficult transition than leaving the US. Yeah, right, I thought, knowing that would never be the case for me. On the bright side, I found that the upcoming move made me a minor celebrity in Brookdale. It turned out that almost no one in the area had ever lived anywhere in Asia. One day, a really cute middle school boy stopped me at the mall and asked,
"Are you the kid moving to Japan?"
"Yes," I struggled to say, trying not to look too stupid. He cocked his head the way really popular boys do and said,
"Cool,"
as he walked away. When Tyrone, the school custodian, came into our class holiday party dressed as Santa Claus, Zoe burst out crying, followed by me seconds later, leaving Tyrone and the rest of the class looking very confused. She kept saying, "You can't be going, it's all a bad dream!" And I would answer, "Nightmare."